Happy Monday to everyone. How are we doing? How many days left school? We're not supposed to say that. I hear the seniors. Okay. Anybody know how many more days till exams? Too much. Okay, forget it. You guys aren't there. I'm not going to ask you anymore. No more questions. Got it. Okay. Hey, as you know, throughout the school year, we have asked different faculty and staff to share their story. Well, today we are going to do that once again, as we have Ravi Agarwal from, no, I didn't say that right.
Agarwal.
Agarwal. Say it again.
Agarwal.
Say it back.
Good job.
Yeah, I messed up. Very good. Who is from the computer science department, and he's going to be sharing with us today. Would you just give Ravi a little loving today?
Thank you.
Ravi has been in the computer science department for 2 years now, and of course, also went on a couple mission trips that you've been involved in. Whoop, heard a couple people there. Woo, the one voice, I love it. So, Ravi, thanks so much for your willingness to share a little of your story as well. Been here at Hope College for 2 years, but share briefly about your family upbringing, so we get a little background in that way.
Okay, well, I grew up in India in a Hindu family. The only son to my parents, well, two younger sisters, but being the only son and being the first child, I was really pampered and grew up in Hindu faith. Watch lots of things that were done that didn't feel right, you know. Idol worship, especially, was one thing that was really big with me. Other thing that really stuck with me was if you sin, you just can go to a temple, make an offering to the priest, and your sins are forgiven, and you can go back and do the same thing again, come back the next day to make the offering again. Didn't really appreciate those kind of things, and grew up in a Hindu family with lots of questions. Was a good student, wanted to be a software engineer all my life, wanted to come to US. Ever since I can remember. So basically just worked hard, was a student, got enrolled in a computer science program in a college in New Delhi, and eventually got an offer to come to US.
Hold
as
it.
A senior.
You're going too fast.
All right.
You're going too fast.
Okay.
I'm going to go back.
Okay.
You're going to tell your whole story. I want to ask a few questions.
Sure.
So here's a couple questions. So grew up in a loving Hindu family,
yes.
And you were saying, but there were some things that you had some questions that you were uncomfortable with the Hindu faith.
Mm-hmm.
And you said it was really during your teenage years or young teen years that you began to have some questions.
Yeah.
And how did you deal with those?
Well,
who'd you talk to?
I used to talk quite a bit with my friends, with my parents. Just asking them, why do we really have to do this? Why do we even have to go to the temple and look in for, worship an idol who doesn't really talk back with us, you know? You just go there, smile, wave, and make offerings, and, you know. Long conversations with my mom and my dad. They were very supportive of
yeah.
me. They really explained the best that they could. But being, growing up in India, it's more than the religion, it's the culture. So I grew up in Hindu culture, and all my friends used to do the same things, you know, all the neighbors, all the family friends, and everyone in the family was basically a Hindu. Half of them were not really Hindu, but they were in the culture.
But it was connected with the culture.
It was the culture thing, and just do whatever everyone is doing, and if you don't do, it's not a good thing, you know, you are kind of rebelling.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Lots of questions, basically discussions with my parents for the most part.
Yep.
So
with that, asking the questions, and we talked about this a little in preparation, but there was an honest seeking. I mean, you were asking good questions because you really were sincere in really seeking out this kind of spirituality in your own life. Then let's move to the U.S. So you told me there was two things you always wanted in your life. software engineer, you were a geek, okay? And
yes.
That's maybe a little hard. Maybe that's a little hard. Okay. Okay, I'm losing my train of thought. Don't mess with me. Okay, software engineer, and you always wanted to come to the U.S.
Yes.
Why the U.S.?
I have no idea.
Why don't you want to go to Hawaii or, well, that's U.S. Okay, all right. Forget it! I'm throwing them away. I'm throwing the questions away. All right, why the U.S.? Sorry, we've lost it now.
Have no idea. Seriously, ever since I can remember back, you know, I always want to be, for some reason, was always interested in living my life in the U.S. Mm. I have no idea. My parents cannot remember it. I asked my parents several times when was the first time I did mention that to them. And they're like, ever since we can remember, you always wanted to live in the U.S. Have no idea. No relative of mine is in the U.S. No friend of mine was in the U.S. at that time.
Wow.
I just don't know.
Yeah. But then,
probably through some movies or something, yeah, some faint idea, yeah, I must have got, you know, that U.S. is a good place to be.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And
it was through school, which you did very well in, that you were able to get a scholarship. It was your senior year in college,
yeah,
that you were able to come over to a college in Pennsylvania called Wilkes College.
Yes.
And to further your study there.
Yes, so that was actually in my second year, in my sophomore year, is when the college in India, where I was working on my undergrad, they approached me. They were like, we like what you have been doing, and we have a tie-up with a university in Pennsylvania, and we would like to send you there to finish your degree. And I'm like, at that point, I really wanted to be here, but then if someone comes in middle of your degree, you know, and like you have been in the program only for 2 years, and they're like, okay, you can leave whatever you have done here and you can go to a new country and finish your degree there. It was a scary moment, but I didn't want to let that go because that was my dream. I really wanted to pursue that. So I came to Wilkes University in Pennsylvania, and I finished my PhD from my undergrad from there.
Very good. And it was during that time, Ravi, that you told me there was still this very intense searching after God, and you were very sincere at that time, still praying, and really asking questions in your own, you know, your own personal life at that time. But I think you told me at Wilkes there was this desire to learn more, but there was nobody to talk to at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until you, after getting done with the program at Wilkes, you went to the University of Auburn.
Auburn University.
Yep. And it was there that you met somebody. Tell us a little about that.
Sure. So it was around after 2 years. I had been in my PhD program, but I met this guy who became a very close friend of mine. His name is Ken Rouse. And we used to share the same office. He was also teaching computer science courses during his PhD. You know, he was working on his PhD, I was working on mine, and we were teaching the same course, a programming course in MATLAB. So I was teaching that class, and he was teaching it, and we used to share the office, used to spend quite a bit of time in the day, you know, in the office working, and just discussing quite a lot of the questions that I had. And this Ken, he was in his 50s, so he had basically lived quite a bit of his life, and really a true Christian. I can attest to that he really lives his life, you know, a Christian life. And just looking at his life, and, you know, that trust was there because of the way he lived. And I used to, you know, discuss my questions. And through those conversations, I grew a lot. I really understood what really Christianity is. Had no idea before that, obviously. Never heard of, you know, Jesus Christ in my life growing up in India. You know, just faint things here and there. I remember, you know, talking about why Christmas is celebrated. And it used to be a fun day for us, you know, a day off. Because, well, there was this guy who died for, you know, someone. And his name is Jesus. That's all I knew. But when I started talking to Ken about this, and he really explained the depth of this, you know, and it was amazing just to understand what really we had not really known before. Mm-hmm. And that was a time when some big changes were happening in my life. You know, I got married.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my really wonderful wife is really here in the audience.
She gets a little. But your wife is from India too, and came out of the Hindu
similar background. She grew up in India, very similar background in a Hindu family. Amazingly, she had the same questions like I did, same confusions, same doubts. She didn't agree with the things that I didn't agree in Hinduism, and we were kind of on the same page spiritually, and. This friendship with Ken Rouse obviously turned into a family friendship once we got married. She came to U.S., living with me. His family and our family basically just connected at that instant. And our conversations between me and Ken converted into a family conversation at that point, and me and my wife, Saloni, and Will just talk with him and Darlene, his wife, and long conversations over dinners or lunches and... We were kind of ready by the time, you know, we were 6 months in marriage, you know, we were ready to know more about Christ and accept him, actually.
And that's where you were invited to a church, and at that point, you gave your lives to Christ.
Yes.
When you said yes to Jesus, what really changed in your life at that point?
I think lots of things were changing even before that decision was made. I kind of remember, like, about 3 or 4 days before we had invited them over for dinner once, and like 3 or 4 days before, me and my wife were just thinking that we need to really go and try this church, you know. We really want to go and see what really happens in a church. So we were kind of prepared at that time to be part of church. And then just one night when he and his family were over at our place for dinner, we started our usual conversations, and eventually he basically was like, I feel like inviting you guys over at our church, and would you be interested in that? We both were like, yes, you know, we were ready at that point. We were waiting for an invitation, kind of. So we went there, and immediately, that was basically the service before Christmas. So it was a Friday night service. When we were there, it was actually 22nd of December that we went to the church for the first time, me and my wife. And immediately, it just felt right. You know, we were at home, you know, things that we had been missing, especially for, you know, a new couple leaving, you know, their country, no family, no support. Immediately, it was like we are at home. There was this feeling of, you know, the warmth, and it was the right thing to do. We knew... We are at a right place. This is where God really wants us to be. And we accepted Christ the very same day, actually, in our lives.
That's awesome. We got 1 minute, so I want to have a closing question to you. So, Ravi, through this journey, I mean, you've said yes to Jesus. That was only about 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago. What would you want to say to the students, faculty, and community members today, what you've learned on your journey thus far? What would you want to say?
Well, one verse that stands out for me, and I have been really trying to live according to that, is Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, honor him, and he will make your path straight. Hmm. And it's so true. You know, if you don't step out in faith, there's no way you are letting God prove himself. You know, if you step out in faith, then he will prove himself. If you already made the decision and you know about your success, you have already decided that if you do this, it will be a successful, you know, thing for you. What's the glory to God? If you do things that you just don't understand right now, but you still step out in faith because God has asked you to do that, that's when he can prove himself and, you know, show that he is almighty. And we have lived, you know, we have been a Christian for just about 3.5 years now. And there have been several things that I wish I can share with you, but he has always proved himself faithful. You know, there are things that you don't know, especially at the age where you guys are. And, you know, these are the times when you have to make big decisions about your life. But if you always try to plan your life, it's not going to work out the same way like you planned. But if you trust in him and let him do the things that he has planned for you, if you surrender to him with all your heart, he will actually honor his word and he will make your path straight. And it's so true.
That's a good closing word. Let me pray that in for us. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for Ravi's story. Thank you how you have worked in his life. And thank you, God, that we each have a story and that you are working in our lives as well, too. So now, Lord, let us be open to take steps of faith that you can prove yourself faithful in our lives. And so, Lord, you know each one of us here. You know the questions that we're wrestling with and the issues in our lives. So, Lord, make yourself known so that you receive the glory. We pray this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yeah. Have a great Monday.